Welcome to Service Notes, the podcast dedicated to helping IT professionals and customer service leaders navigate the ever-evolving world of service management. Whether you're grappling with organizational change, leading a technical transformation, or wondering how to leverage AI to create better experiences, you're in the right place. We're here to provide the insights and inspiration you need to excel in your career and deliver outstanding service. And now, here's your host, a passionate advocate for service excellence and a seasoned expert in the field, Rina Brambutt.
Today on Service Notes, I am joined by a true authority on the technologies and AI that is shaping our future. My guest is Professor Ahmed Banafa, an award-winning author, a distinguished speaker, and a professor at San Jose State University. He's a leading expert in the fields of AI, Internet of Things, blockchain, and cybersecurity. His insights have been featured in Forbes and MIT Technology Review and many more. He's been recognized as LinkedIn as the number one tech voice to follow. He truly has a unique ability to demystify complex technologies from quantum computing to intricacies of blockchain. He connects the dots between this powerful innovation and their real-world application. I am so bummed to have him with us to discuss how these transformative technologies are impacting service management and the world at large. Professor Banafa, welcome to the show.
Do you have any favorite agent, like you, as you use different kind of agents, like do you find, okay, yeah, you know, they are way ahead in their game. I quite like the output I get from them.
Well, I use, the top three all the time. For example, I have a specific question. I go to ChatGPT and then Gemini and Claude and ask them those questions.
Okay.
The answers are not far away from each other, but it's the presentation is really different.
Right. Yeah. No, so, definitely. I think ChatGPT, I find, is a bit more mimicky. Whereas other one, like I like Perplexity more.
Perplexity is a good one too.
Because I really like that they really explain the rationale as to why they gave you what they give you. So I saw you have written a lot of books, a lot of popular books. How do you find time to work and run the company and do all this wonderful research and teach and write books? Like, do you use AI? Have you been using AI 10 years ago?
Well, no, it's not that. It's a matter of if you like what you're doing. Sometimes you want to take a break. You take a break by walking. You take a break by watching TV or going to movies. Mm-hmm. I take a break by writing books. That's my relaxed time, because it takes me away from the normal, you know, life or the normal cycle of by saying, okay, I've been teaching, I've been doing, now let me write a book. Because, and I focused on four areas, which is blockchain, cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, and the Internet of Things. Those are the four areas. Mm-hmm. So it's actually evolved, naturally. My interest with IT took me to cloud computing as the biggest network. Mm-hmm. And after that one, I found out, about big data and how big data is part of the cloud computing. And then here comes the blockchain, because that's going to secure the data. And then we start talking about, okay, what about cybersecurity? Cybersecurity goes with everything. Right. And in 2022, here we talk about about the ChatGPT and how ChatGPT opened the door for the new revolution of AI. And that's how it's evolved. And my books are not highly technical, and I did this one in purpose. My articles, it's fine. People who would like to go technical, they can read them. But the books, I wrote them for everybody else, who really would like to understand about this technology. I remember the motivation for this. I have this vice president from Juniper, the competition of Cisco.
Right.
And he contacted me through LinkedIn. It was really the beginning of LinkedIn becoming, platform for professional. But long story short is he told me, listen, I'll pay you if you come and explain to me big data, Internet of Things, cloud computing. And I told him why. Mm-hmm. Why? It's not why you pay me, because I'm not going to do it for free. But I want to make sure that why you want to know that. He told me, listen, I'll be sitting in the office, in the conference room, and I have those engineers, I have R&D, I have the top management of the company.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to know the technical details about how they design this router or how the router, the traffic is going and how what kind of protocol they are using. That's not my concern because this is their job. I want to know the big picture. I want to understand why do we need it, how it's going to help us. And if they start talking about some terminology, I don't want to be somebody who is, you know,
going through the hair.
Yeah. And I say, okay. And then, you know, Google is, you know, it's good, but it's not like what we have now. There's no ChatGPT to ask that question about.
Right.
And so I thought, okay, that's a fair statement. And that's actually struck me very hard by saying how many top management, how many salespeople, how many lawyers, how many marketeers, and how many people who are not technical or semi-technical people who really need books like this that will explain those concepts to them in a very straightforward talk. You know, it's like your friend explaining that to you.
Right, right.
And this was the starting point for me.
Right. No, definitely, definitely. I think, like I said, I find your writing to be very easy to understand, you know, because I kind of can, like, I read and I can say, like, yeah, that makes sense to me. And I'm not technical by any means.
Wow. I don't know about you, but I honestly feel like I'm in a masterclass learning everything I ever wanted to know about AI by speaking to someone rather than just reading literature and books and papers. And the best part is the lesson isn't over yet. Please join us again next week as we continue our incredible discussion with Professor Benafa. Thank you for tuning in.
That's all for this episode of Service Notes. We hope you've gained valuable insights that you can put into practice. Join us next time as we continue to explore the latest trends and best practices in service management. Until then, keep learning, keep innovating, and keep delivering exceptional service. Service Notes is proudly supported by 24 Trainings. Advance your IT career with their expert-led ITIL certification and customized service management training. 24 Trainings helps both individuals and teams bridge the gap between theory and real-world skills. To get certified and accelerate your career, visit them at www.24trainings.com.